Remember the anguish of fishing communities over Britain's Brexit trade deal with the EU? The new rules and red tape, the warnings of catches rotting on the quayside, of businesses going bust. A year on, and here in the South Devon port of Brixham, things are looking up. At its famous fish market, they're having an especially busy week. The innovation of online bidding means buyers from all over Europe are just a mouse click away.
That there, 254, yeah. That's Delicatessens. He's from Belgium.
Sales are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. The new export paperwork's a hassle, but they've got used to it so that orders are received by the following morning. Brexit? What Brexit?
I would say the fishermen are no better off, but what I would say is an auction, the main auction company in England, we are probably better off because the fishermen used to take their fish across the water themselves and sell it on the European market. But now, because there's so much red tape, we go up the coast now, we pick that fish up, and we do all that administration for them.
High fees to access this booming cooperative means smaller operators are much more at the mercy of fluctuating prices. So they too have had to adapt, with some expanding into direct sales.
Because everyone was locked in, and if they ring up, we deliver, yeah. Or we'll send it out. So I think probably it's more to do with COVID. I don't think it's to do with Brexit. We're just, every week is different. You know, we're adapting to each week as we go. It's like in the fish shop. You know, the prices go up and down. You adapt to it. You've got to adapt to survive.
So it's a nuanced picture. Yes, fish exports are strong. And yes, changing habits after lockdown have created a new appetite for fish at home. But some are doing better than others. It's a picture of an industry learning to make the best of a complicated trade deal, rather than reaping any rich rewards. Chef and restaurateur Mitch Tonks has been putting British fish on diners' plates for years. He's now also doing a roaring trade online.
Brexit had the fishing fleet, you know, firmly in the picture the whole time, which was good. And of course, I think the British public are waking up to the fact how great our seafood is. And I think whichever you believe, whether you want to be in or out, there is a certain resolve and unity, I think, amongst British people. And we see our British fishermen, we want to support it, we want to eat our fish. I think that's been a huge plus.
And it's a pretty huge turnaround for an industry that just a year ago was predicting its own demise. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Brixham.